The Police Commissioner, Andrew Costa, is kindly with us today. And the police are establishing a national gang unit that was announced yesterday, which will work with police districts across the country. Andrew Costa, our Commissioner, says he believes there will be a reduction in gang numbers. Great to have another cordial with you, Andrew. Tēnā koe, and welcome to Pākehā.
Kia ora, Dale. Thank you.
It's good to talk with you again, Andrew. Thanks. Well, there are some doubters, but then, you know, we've got to move in directions and try and curb the damage that organised crime is having in our communities, particularly with the rampant spread of methamphetamine and its associated problems. Tell us how this unit's going to work. Am I right to believe it'll be 25 through 30 officers involved? Maybe you could just describe what's planned here, please, Andrew.
Yeah, for sure. So at the national level, that's about the size we envisage, and that group will be responsible for driving a very consistent approach in our policing of gangs across the country. Then in districts, we will have units that are responsible for their local environment. It would be their job to really understand what's happening with gangs in that patch and making sure that we're focusing our effort in the right places. You know, gangs drive a huge amount of harm in our communities, disproportionately represented in violence, serious violence across, as you know, drug harm and what have you. I think communities are sick of it, and, you know, this is an opportunity for us to make a difference.
Have you been lent on politically to go down this path?
The government set very clear priorities, and gangs is one of the areas that it's called out, and it's quite proper for it to do that, providing us with new tools to deal with particularly the visible presence of gangs in communities. It's that visible presence that makes people fearful, and you know, there are lots of people in places around the country who are unable to do what they would want to do because they are fearful about crime, and in particular fearful about gang activity.
Gangs and patches are one thing, but organised crime seems to be pretty much controlled by guys in suits, don't you think, Andrew?
Yeah, so there's definitely not complete overlap between those two things, and we are continuing our focus on organised crime, which is much broader than gangs. This particular announcement is focused on the violence and the fear that gangs create in communities, which often is much lower level behaviour. It's the way they drive on or ride on the roads. It's the way they gather. It's their behaviour when they do come together. So these units will help us with that end of it.
Well, we get the impression it might be a heavy-handed approach towards gang. We know in Te Māori, kōrero is the food of chiefs. So modifying behaviour using customary or cultural tools might have been a way forward here, unless that's been tried and failed. Did you, or do you feel that the police have liaised enough with Ngai Māori to try and chart a way forward to modify behaviour rather than a heavy-handed one, which is what the politicians are advocating for?
Yeah, look, there is no one solution here that is going to resolve the long-term challenge of gangs in our communities, and we have to keep working at the generational change required that we don't see young people drawn into these groups because they've got nothing else to aspire to. And so those relationships with iwi Māori remain incredibly important. One of the things I find very interesting is that most marae do not accept gang patches on their ground. And I am very keen to see that kōrero extended into communities. It's an acknowledgement that people don't want to see patches and they do find them intimidating. But of course, removing the patches is just one thing. The bigger picture here is how we stop young people falling into this in the first place.
I'm sort of familiar with Raptor, which is a kaupapa out of Australia, so that people are prosecuted if they communicate with each other. And a heavy-handed approach to gangs, barreling into gang pads, for instance. Will this kaupapa in Aotearoa, Andrew, have similarities to Raptor, or do you think they're vastly different?
Well, our legal settings are likely to be different, and of course there's a bill going through the parliament, and we need to see where that lands. In the event that the law is passed banning gang patches, then police will have a job to do in enforcing that law, and I believe we would do that with the support of most in the community. Of course, that needs to be proportionate, and it needs to be done in a way that's within the law. But also, we know that gangs are often likely to offer resistance and violence towards police. So I think gangs will have a choice about how they respond to this law when it comes through. And they have been able to respect that we don't have patches in schools and we don't have patches on marae. And even in some towns, it seems to be accepted that we don't wear the patch into town. So I remain hopeful that at least some groups will be thoughtful about this and decide not to adopt a path that puts them at odds with the police.
Yeah, well, if you are banning gang patches, I mean, how do you determine when you're on the street a Black Power patch from a Riders for the Lord patch?
Yeah, well, it will be scheduled in legislation. So the legislation will say, you know, these are the groups that have been identified as criminal gangs, and those are the ones that would be banned.
There's a chance, again, and I know you've been trying to address the relationship between Māori and the police during your tenure. Andrew, does it run the risk of misinterpreting as far as identification is concerned, and then leaning heavily on brown gangsters, Māori and Pacifica, when we know that a lot of the damage is being done in a more underground way?
Well, we know that a patch is a patch, and frankly, it won't matter who's wearing it. If someone is wearing it in a public place, once the law has been passed, then they are committing an offence, and we can expect to see police enforcement of that. Of course, the long-term issues need a broader response, and there are good relationships held right across Aotearoa with iwi Māori, and I'm confident that those relationships will continue with a view to addressing the longer-term problems as well.
You've been working hard to create better relationships with Māori, turning the tide, iwi liaison officers. I'm just a bit nervous here that we might be coming back to the heavy-handed Red Squad days of the 1980s, late 80s and earlier. How can you assure our predominantly Māori listeners that it's not going to be bully boy tactics from the police?
Yeah, look, I think police has come a long way in the decades that have passed since that time. And we know and understand what it looks like to police lawfully, and that will remain a strong focus for us. How this plays out in communities, in particular in contact with gangs, will depend quite a lot on the way gangs respond to this. As I say, they do have a choice about whether they put themselves in conflict with police. But actually, the bigger picture here for those gangs is to consider that the vast majority of people don't want to see gang patches around our streets. And I would say that's true even in the most strongly Māori populated communities right across the country. We have people who feel fearful when they see a patch and would prefer not to see it at all. So that's the what we're trying to deliver is to support communities to be free of the fear of gangs.
Tēnā koe. Look, it's a commendable goal. I recognise and respect that. Andrew, once it is rolled out, the National Gang Unit, how will the approach be reviewed? What's the time frame to assess whether it has been effective or not, or a good spend or not?
Yeah, look, I think we will see within 6 months of the new legislation how things are going, and we will continue to test and adjust our approach. No doubt we will, once we've got through that initial implementation, then what the requirement is at that time will be something we can consider.
Good talking with you again, Andrew. Thanks for sharing some time with us.
Kia ora. Thanks, Dale.
Tēnā koe. That's our Police Commissioner, Andrew Costa.